The media expert Dr. Mesan Maugbe has kicked against GBC sharing proceeds of the TV license with other media organizations in the name of public service broadcasting. Said the role of the corporation in maintaining professionalism in the media landscape cannot be overemphasized, hence the need for it to be well resourced. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
If you look at most of the radio programs that we have, although they have the social aspect of it, I mean, how consistent that is. You find media discussing issues that have been presented already in the print media, that becomes their source of discussion for their morning show, which is actually very critical. So we are not really, with the exception of maybe the other programs where radio stations, private radio stations are discussing health-related issues, sometimes on education, but comparatively, I think BBC is doing certain things that deserves to be commended for in terms of financial reward and also the professionalism. A high experiencing of professionalism to some extent even affects how you get your reward.
I want some expertise from certain media organizations like the BBC. They are being sponsored by the state, the British government. With respect to this TV license we are talking of, we know it will not be enough to fully run GBC. But in a situation where we need to share this amount with some other radio stations or private broadcasting media organizations, because they also perform an aspect of public service broadcasting, how feasible would this be? Is it the best practice?
I don't think even we should be talking about sharing here. I think as a country, we need to be straight on what do we want as a country. Public broadcasting system and its content, it's very, very expensive. And if they are also in a domain where they have to compete with private-oriented media, they wouldn't be able to provide the public-oriented services that we are looking for. So if you look at BBC, BBC has now even evolved to become a global news source. And if I'm permitted to use this word, global credible news source, how far do we want GBC to go? And I think it's the bottom line is finance. So they might have the argument. The argument is valid to some extent, but I don't think TV licensing should be shared with the private sector. Rather, we have to collate and collect TV licensing and use it to re-engineer and retool GBC for maybe the next 10 years or 20 years. After that, we can then go back to assessing whether some of the amount that is accrued from the TV licensing should go to the private sector. I don't think it's appropriate to be arguing in that line. It's not going to do GBC any good, and it's not going to do the country any good, because a public broadcasting system in the arena of private competition deserves to be shielded from the state.
Dr. Maugbe explained the criteria that could be adopted to ensure easy collection of the TV license fee.
We can look at a formal and informal. We have district assemblies. The district assemblies can come up with modalities in drawing a map of people or households having TV sets. And then that is the informal to some extent. But the formal, people who have even bank accounts, there should be a questionnaire where you filled whether you have a TV or not. And all these things can be done. And then in terms of listing whether one has and one hasn't, there are systems, there are vans that will go around feet that can even detect whether you have a TV or you don't have a TV. So we can use both formal and informal mechanisms to collect these TV licenses fees. And also, as much as we're talking about TV licenses fee, we also have to look at the fee itself. If you look at the current fee, and then it's not anything to write home about, and there has also not been any modality. So I think we need to cast that, and then the information should also be well made to recipients, you know, for people. There should be a very good sensitization among the public so that it doesn't really be seen as a way of taking resources from the citizenry again.
You just mentioned that the current fee that is being levied is nothing to write home about. If you are given the platform, what will you propose?
No, for instance, if you look at how much do we recharge phones every month? You know, every month, the least, you know, averagely people recharge their phones with about 20 Ghana cedis, you know, just to make a phone call. Fine, but the information we will get from GBC, the type of news, issues that are hidden that GBC will bring to light. I think if we start with a licensing fee of 20 Ghana cedis maybe a month, it's something we can work around or think something like that.